You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deception, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
And a good morning to everybody. And this means you. You're listening to John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX 92.7.
Happy Monday.
Hey.
Hey, rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. Top of the morning to you.
From what I remember seeing, it was about 22 degrees when I left.
Well, it's actually dropped another degree, John. We're down to 21.
Yikes. Yeah. It's frost on the car windows this morning. Just keep you updated on that.
I see you didn't drive the space car this morning. I ran out to my car a few minutes ago, and there was one of your other cars.
I felt real sad about my Prius. I feel like I need to be my little buddy again. You know, I feel bad that it's just sitting there. You know, it's got a battery in it. You have to drive the car in order to keep that battery alive and well.
Sure.
So I haven't driven it for about a week. So this morning I thought, time to get it out. Brush off the mothballs, whatever those are.
Yeah. You had to scrape a little frost off the windshield?
Yes. And it's nice to be in the little guy again. Or girl, whatever. However you want to call your vehicle. Yeah. Whatever sex, that's fine. You know?
Okay.
Maybe Trump can take control of that, too.
Yes, 21 degrees. It feels like 10 degrees with a little bit of a breeze coming in out of the north at 5 to 10. So, yeah, definitely have to bundle up, get the coat, the hat, the gloves, everything.
I think in the last week or two, something died in the car. So,
what do you mean?
I'm not happy about that.
It smells
bad. Well, Toyota has a problem. Our Highlander, which is a hybrid as well, and that's a 2006, and my 2014 Prius basic model, for some reason they just can't keep the animals out of the cars. And I don't know why.
Do they like to curl up in the engine?
Well, somehow they get into the fresh air vent. I don't know how they do that. I know how they do it on the old car, the 2006, because they didn't really put any screens up or any protection. The animals could just burrow in and, you know, create a nest, which most of the time they did that, yes. This time around, at least the 14 doesn't seem like that, but still, you know, didn't smell good this morning. By the way, you know, talking about rodents and stuff like that, I've been trapping rodents under my kitchen sink.
Oh.
We're on the main level, and my kitchen sink is the thoroughfare for most rodents. I don't know why or how, but it's kind of nice because I can trap them, I can kill them, I can get rid of them as they pass through. So I'm good keeping them out of the house by killing them all under my sink.
Well, thanks for sharing. I didn't realize that was an issue in your place.
The sink of death. Well, I live right next to a woods. So
it's
bad.
I had the same issue.
Really?
Yeah, back in college, I had a house, and we had tons of mice running around our kitchen, and we had to exterminate them as well.
Yeah.
So I went to the hardware store yesterday, and there are some really good traps. I think they're victory traps. And they're really, really good. They have a yellow little trap pad.
Okay.
And there are some that are like knockoffs of that, and they don't work. But anyway, I bought these traps yesterday, a whole bunch of them, a handful. And then I started looking at the other traps that they have available for catching mice or killing them. They have traps like a $25 one and a $50 one that electrocutes them, and what you do is you put batteries in the trap, and it electrocutes them immediately, kills them instantly, and then it has a little blue light that flashes, lets you know there's a dead mouse in the trap, and then all you have to do is empty it. And that's that's really convenient. So, I went a little step below that. Now I have a trap that catches these mice alive.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing that is because most of my traps, no matter what, doesn't kill them right away. Sometimes the mouse is a little faster and just catches an arm or a leg or a tail or something like that. And then they're alive and they're scooching around and trying to get out. And,
yeah, you don't want that.
And then I have to get my big, heavy suede gloves on so they can't bite me. And I'm grabbing them and I'm taking them across the road into the field across the street so they don't come back. So anyway, that's my problem with it. Anyway, I've got two mice, live mice, in my new trap. Under the sink.
They're just waiting for you?
So two went in there, and I'm like, oh, my God. And they're looking at me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you can't. I'm not going across the street to empty the trap out because they have a tendency, once they drop on the ground, they might come right at you. I mean, they're yesterday, the other day, I went out, and it started started running toward me, I think, inadvertently. It just ran toward me. But I'm not going to let that happen in the middle of the night, like this morning. And I'm not. And they're there. They're sitting there under the sink. And I'm thinking, what if a third one gets in there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
You ever thought about getting a cat or two?
No. Allergic to cats. But. Anyway, this is, you catch them live and you let them out someplace else, and all is good. You don't have the tendency or the problem of catching them, but they're still alive, and that is just a nightmare. Oh God!
Okay,
I got to tell you, I caught a mouse last night.
Yeah,
and this is what just drove me nuts, because I could have put that new trap down there and I didn't, and I had an old trap and the mouse got his leg caught and I let it go. In the bucket, I put it in a bucket, and I go across the street. I put it into the bucket, and it just kind of twitched and died.
Uh-huh.
And I was just, like, freaking out. I'm thinking, it's my fault. It's my fault. So,
okay.
I'm just, you know.
You're guilt-ridden now.
I am now guilt-ridden about mice. I can't handle it anymore.
Well, Gordy,
cancer is just bad.
Have you ever had mice?
In the house that
you
had
cats,
in Indiana. Right? No cats, but a dog that was inattentive, didn't care.
Well, dogs will just play with the mouse.
Right,
they're not going to do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a problem. Yeah, I had an old house, and, you know, obviously the mouse population there must have been there for years.
Yeah.
You know, it's like generations of mice burrowed into the cement walls, whatever. Mark from the SAC says, what was it, the one cartoon cat that used to say, I hate Mises to pieces?
Mr. Jinx. That's what
Mr.
it was.
Mr. Jinx?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
The internet has all the answers, doesn't it?
Well, I guess mice, you know, this time of year, they're looking for warm places, right? They want to go inside.
Absolutely.
They don't want to be out.
Yeah, this is it. They're all coming in. I mean, 22 degrees, 20
weather.
Degrees. They're definitely on the way in.
Yeah. Get those mouse traps going.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a sunrise and sunset time? Because I feel,
I feel
like empty unless we know this.
6:44 this morning.
6:44.
Sunrise.
Yeah.
And
the WMDX Samsung watch.
And 4:38.
Wow.
Is sunset
time. It's just getting darker and darker. I sent a clip in here about darkness. Right?
Oh, well, yeah. I think.
Do you have that handy? This will get you in the mood since the time change.
Well, I like that.
Can you find it?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's freaking dark at 4 p.m. because the days are getting shorter. A seasonal affective disorder. It feels like the middle of the night. Then I look at my watch and damn, it's 5 p.m. It's all around. It's darkness.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good song.
It's
it's a classic.
The Holderness.
Yeah. That changed the face of music in the 60s.
It did. That was a little known Simon and Garfunkel.
That was their first version.
Yeah.
they thought it wasn't relevant enough. It wasn't socially relevant.
Right.
Yeah.
Had to work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Tweak it here and there.
Here, Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, you know, I've got my border collie, and she is on schedule, you know, and she goes by daylight and night, and the whole thing is like flipped around screwy. For her. She's just she she doesn't get it.
Can't take
and
it.
And after she eats at about 4:30 now, because we had to move it up a little bit. She used to eat at 5. Now I have to take her out and play with her.
Yeah.
After she eats, because that's our rhythm. That's our schedule.
Sure.
She keeps me on it. You know about border collies.
I do,
once
yes.
they get in that rhythm.
Oh, man, they're very organized.
Yes. And,
yes.
and she has to go out with me. She can't go out with Ann.
Nope.
So anyway, I'm playing out in the yard in the dark.
Nice.
I understand dogs can see better at night, but
is that so?
Not me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In just a few minutes, we're going to check in with Pam Yonke. And, of course, Packers are playing tonight. They take on, let's see, who are they playing? I think it's the Eagles. I could be wrong. I believe the Monday night game. And the Badgers won over the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's something. Did you see all the people go out in the field?
Yeah.
Wasn't that something?
I know.
I mean, they had something to do now.
Something to celebrate.
I kept telling them, you know, just go out there, win or lose, just have fun in the stands. And what happened? The team won, they took my advice and went out in the field and had
fun. They did. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah. Well, after 6 games of losing, 6 in a row, it was time to celebrate a little bit. A little bit later on in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to check in with Pete Schwabe. We've got an announcement to make about Pete and something that's happening soon.
Really? Is that right? Got an announcement?
Yeah, we do.
That's kind of interesting. Okay.
I think he announced it on Friday
night. Piqued my curiosity.
But I'll leave it to Pete to talk about it.
We have a couple of cuts, right?
We do, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They're in my list.
All right.
My list.
Okay. And
those are interesting cuts from some of the people that appeared in Schwabe's movie.
There's a movie.
Who are talking about being in it. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like a joke to them in some way. Or at least they like to have fun with it, right?
Well, sure.
And it's pretty good. I liked it.
Fun little movie.
Yeah. And we'll be filling in for Schwabe on Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
We've got some special guests coming
up. And
I think I might, my wife might be on.
What?
Yes.
Really?
You're kidding.
Well, she's a writer.
All right.
She's got like 65 books.
Wow, 65. Yeah, that's amazing.
Is that what she told you about?
I don't remember. I asked her, what is it, 20, 25
books? I'm only going
books?
By her answers to you. It's not like I
asked
sit around the house saying, how many books have you written? You know, she's written a lot of them. And
have you ever read any of them?
I partially read the first one.
Partially.
Push too far.
Okay.
And it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. You know, I just can't concentrate long enough to do something like that. And I've got to, you know, I've got to follow the news constantly, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
A lot of news to get to. The shutdown may or may not be over soon.
It's dumb. It's so
stupid.
Well,
the Senate sort of
came
to some kind of an agreement.
And yeah.
Now it goes back to the House, and they're not going to agree.
My lab, my previous one, would snack. The dog.
This is
would
from
snack
Mark.
On mice they encountered hunting. Wow. Ooh. Well, those are hunting dogs.
Yeah. They like mice, huh?
Well, okay. I would think a lab.
That's
they're
from
very
Mark.
Easygoing.
Nice text.
I'm surprised by that.
Okay. Just getting started on a Monday morning. We're going to check in with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Food and Farm Report next on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I am traveling up the east to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
Well, I'm big in Cheeseland.
Yeah.
John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
It is 6:23, 21 degrees. It feels like 10 degrees with a little bit of northerly breeze coming in at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We expect a high near 33 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and some sunshine. And it looks like, yes, we've got Pam back on the line here. Good morning, Pam. Pam Yonke. Hello.
Yeah, the squirrels aren't running quite as fast as I'd like them to up here in Green Bay, apparently. Okay.
Yeah, we had you during the break, and then suddenly it disappeared, and now you're back. Okay. Good to have you here. Yeah, happy Monday.
Well, let's talk about something here. You gave us a little tip on the Wisconsin Honey Queen. What is that from Brown County? What's going on there?
So I told you last week about the Wisconsin Honey
Queen. Yeah. We're cut in and out here.
I
think we lost Pam. Can we just phone her?
Yes, let's phone her for now.
Because now we've had, maybe she'll come back here. But I'd go ahead and phone her anyway. Yes, so we're going to talk about that with Pam here in just a moment. There's a new Wisconsin Honey Queen from Brown County.
Yeah.
We need to know more. All right. Well, while Dom is doing that, we're also going to talk to Pam about some food dyes and preservatives. Walmart's taking some action on that.
And I believe RFK Jr. has added again. He's recommending whole milk for healthy kids.
Really?
I'm not sure that's a good thing to do. Because I just read a story this morning in the headlines that that's bad for your health, whole milk.
Well, it's got more fat in
it,
right?
Yes. It's so very bad. Now, it was in reference to a lot of seniors who shouldn't have whole milk anymore, but at the same time, why start early?
Right.
You know, I mean, I really don't want my kid, you know, by the way, childhood obesity is a problem as well.
It is. So do you have 2% or 1%? Well,
I know 2% like is 1% less than whole, but you know, it makes me feel good. But yeah, 1% is where you want to go. You don't want to go with pure water.
That's
has
like skim
white
milk
coloring in it.
I know. That's what it feels like.
We have Pam now. All right, Pam.
Pam.
We're trying.
Oh, okay, there we go. Good.
All right.
I feel like it's Captain Kirk. I'm giving her all I got, Captain.
Okay. When we were just getting started there, we were talking about which one we were talking about. New Wisconsin Honey Queen from Brown County. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Her name is Emily Silka, and she is quite an impressive young woman. She's a kind of an active beekeeper herself, and she's also very involved with the Brown County Honeybee Association. She was also a Wisconsin honey producer, a youth scholar. One of the presentations she made to the group was about a marketing strategy that she had for Wisconsin honey. So she is really, really impressive. Emily Scala is her name. She is a Brown County native, and now she's our 2026 Wisconsin honey queen.
She is the honey queen
already. So.
Okay. I feel a little too masculine when I say that she's the honey queen. I don't know. It seems a little sexist to me, but that's fine.
Is there a honey king? I don't know.
There should be, right? Sure. Hey, I want to get to something that's interesting here. I read a story about whole milk and how bad it is for you, and we're looking at now a recommendation for whole milk for kids.
Right.
Yeah, you're on the outside looking in, baby, because RFK is all excited, and his mahas are all excited about what dairy and beef saturated fats are going to do to help people improve their quality of life. You know, I heard you mention about kids and childhood obesity. Let's stop and think about the childhood obesity issue. It's not about dairy specifically.
Right.
It may be about a little bit more sedentary life like many of us. And it's also a lot about what do you grab on your way to the soccer field? What are you doing, you know, when you're on the weekend lounging around? Pizza, which we're grateful for in Wisconsin, probably the number one food that a lot of kids just use as a staple. So there's a lot of things relative to childhood obesity. And like I said, seriously, the RFK Jr. and Mahas are all over trying to get whole milk allowed back in schools. Right now, USDA restrictions forbid whole milk to be on the school lunch menu. Mm. They are limited to skim or, like you said, 1%. So Zippy Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this makes no sense. We've seen a decline in fluid consumption, and part of it is because the kids don't get introduced to the right flavor, the right mouthfeel. I think there's a lot of people in the dairy industry that wish milk was not served in, you know, limited containers, like to have flavored milk, give kids a good impression of dairy. And I think this is one of the steps. We'll see. Like I heard you say on the outset, they're thinking maybe the federal government's going to come back online. I'm sure this is pretty far down the list of things to do out there. But it is getting a lot of bipartisan support, which is interesting at any turn out in Washington, D.C.
So there's bipartisan support to actually go in with whole milk again?
Correct. Wow. Correct. Yes.
Just so strange. I mean, we really fought hard to just, I mean, to chip away at childhood obesity. I mean, I know it's not the whole thing, but, you know, just chipping away at it a little bit can help, you know, it seems to me. And it doesn't prevent people from getting milk, you know, 2%, 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, we have to leave it there. Pam Yonke, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Sorry.
We'll try to do a better Friday.
Yeah, we're sorry.
All right, Pam.
All right, Pam. You have a good week.
All right, and enjoy the Packer game tonight.
Yes, go Pack. All right. Coming up right around the corner, we've got Idiocracy. First up, the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew. Fabulous Farm Babe. Coming right back with John and Gordy on WMDX.
Please take me to the land of milk and honey.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid!
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius, okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, we got another really stupid thing to get to here. Really? John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
It is 6:35.
Madison, Wisconsin weather.
It's cold out there. What else do you need to know? It's 19 degrees now. It's dropped down a couple of degrees since we started the show.
Yikes.
Feels like 10 degrees. Highs today around 33 with a mix of clouds and some sunshine.
Gosh, I wish there was something I could do, but I can't. All right, here we go. let's go to the first story here. This is Trump announcing a $2,000 tariff stimulus check for every American.
Really?
Almost every American. Not everyone.
Well, some.
There's always a caveat, isn't there? It won't go to high-income people, that's what he said.
Well,
okay.
Oh, all right.
So Trump says $2,000 to every American. But wait, a couple of hours later, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent clarified about those tariff bonus. Let's listen.
You know, it could the $2,000 dividend could come in lots of forms and lots of ways, George. You know, it could be just the tax decreases that we are seeing on the president's
that's
agenda.
Not it.
You know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, deductibility of auto loans. Those are substantial deductions that, you know, are being financed in the tax bill.
No. Okay. So we're not getting a $2,000 check. Well, it's nice to see them all on the same page. You know, this is what happens when you run the government just, you know, shooting from the hip.
Exactly.
And I was talking to Ann yesterday. I was saying, you know, how is the next president going to know what the agreement is on tariffs with each and every country and what he gave them and what he didn't and how much he's getting back. And, oh, my God.
It's all a bunch of handshake deals.
This is totally chaotic.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Matt on the line. Matt, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. It's really cold, and I'm not happy about it. But
I know.
I'm really torn on this education issue. It was the one thing about Bernie Sanders I didn't agree with, though I love everything else, is the free education.
Yeah.
Because things in life generally aren't free. But then I look at what Mamdani is representing, which kind of shows that how far to the right America generally has shifted since Reagan when it comes to economics.
Yeah. Why is it that
it seems clear with Trumpism that we do need a lot more education because there's a lot of just historical ignorance.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that Republicans don't want a middle class, and they haven't since Reagan. Yeah. And Trumpism is the final death knell of the middle class that the Republicans always wanted.
Well, I think you can see what public education did in this country.
Nothing Mamdani is representing isn't something FDR didn't do that created the middle class. But people see it as radical because they don't know the history of what FDR really did for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, public education gave us a great great middle class. I mean, that's what it's all about. GI Bill also helped.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then taxes, we taxed the rich at that time, and it gave us a great middle class. So we've gone back on almost all that stuff and going to, you know, K through 12, where you have to pay for it and have school savings accounts in order to maybe supplement the high tuitions that private schools want to charge. And that's money out of your pocket on top of your taxes, your property taxes. It's not a good thing. You know, we need free health care. And free health care simply means that it's paid through our taxes. Free health care, free schools, everything is paid through our taxes. You can say free, it's not really free. I don't like Democrats saying free. We have to specify that it is paid through our taxes. But when everybody pays, we pay fewer dollars for it. That's why we have these large pools.
Yeah. Don't campaign with the word free. That turns people off.
It does. It does, because it's not free. I mean, we have to be honest with people right away. So saying free, I've learned my lesson, because Democrats used to say free health care. And it's not free. We all pay for it, but it's lower in price because we all pitch in, and sick and the well get to share the costs. All right?
So, Matt, thanks for that call.
Yeah.
608-879-8255.
Oh, you got Joe, too. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Joe. What do you got for us, Joe?
Good morning, Joe.
Oh, I just want to build on what Matt was saying. There's a state that has really led the way in this, and this is the state of Massachusetts. They have a 4% surtax on income over $1 million, and it's specifically dedicated to education and transportation funding. Now, the word has been, oh, you tax the millionaires, they'll all run to Florida. This hasn't been true in Massachusetts. The tax went in, I think it was 2024, and actually the number of millionaires has increased in the state. So it didn't cause an exodus of people, you know, skedaddling out of there. But what it did do is that, and this is one of the things that interests me, I believe it offers free bus and also free community college. And the deal on that then is that the number of people who are attending school has just absolutely soared. And it's a statement of understanding, especially when you're a student, you know, getting there can be a deal. You know, maybe you don't have the money for bus. You're not going to be taking Uber. It's a long ways away. And so by providing that free bus and free community college, it's just soared. The attendance in the community college has just soared. So it's not that big of a deal. These millionaires are paying it, and they're not fleeing the state. 4% over $1 million. Yep. So I would argue that it's worth our money.
I agree with you.
It's a great plan.
It proves that talking point wrong, that they're not going to run. I think the same thing is happening in New York. You know, after Mamdani was elected, all these people were going to move and leave town.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But no one's doing it. Although it was The Daily Show, I believe, in a comedic bit, they said, gee, all those apartments would be open, and rents will come down.
Right.
I have that, actually. I don't think we're going to play it yet. Let's get to Lindsey Graham.
Oh,
he won't spend our taxpayer money on our own health care insurance subsidies. How do you like that?
What?
Well, thank you, Lindsay, for withholding our money. Well, this should really kind of piss you off. This is cut 43. Listen.
Senator Graham, can we ask you about this new Democrat offer? What do you make of the one-year ACA?
Terrible, horrible. I'm not going to keep giving taxpayer dollars to the five largest health care insurance companies under Obamacare to get the government open.
Well, there. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for saving our money from paying for our health care. should we be appreciative of that? I don't know. You know, we really have. We have to get rid of the politicians' health care plans. We have to get rid of them. They have to be in our boat. They got to be in the same boat that we're in.
Yes.
I'm done with this. How can we do this? How can we withdraw their health care? I want them to live like us, on the edge, worried about the next health care event in our lives. It could wipe out our college savings, our savings for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I don't know. These people, they're just so disconnected. Absolutely. And by the way, this ridiculous. Well, the Senate's going to vote on this plan so we could
shut down.
We can eliminate the shutdown once and for all. It's like, no, these guys had no intention. Oh, we're going to give you a chance to vote on those ACA tax cuts.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to have a date, a firm date.
But you know, it's not even in the bill that they make that kind of sideline promise, but it doesn't make any difference because they could backtrack on it. And by the way, we have covered on this show every one of the Republicans saying they're not going to do it. They're not going to extend the COVID tax cuts that were put in place. They're not going to do it. They want to have savings account and high-risk pools, something that we had way back when we had about 50 million people uninsured in this country. We had those policies in place, and they want to go back to those policies. Ron Johnson's a big supporter of that stuff.
Great.
Anyway, thanks, wonderful. Lindsay, for holding on to our money so we don't spend it on our tax cut. All right, food stamps. Let's get to that now.
the SNAP program?
Yes, the SNAP program. All right, let's listen to Cut 44, and this should give us a little clue here.
We have to remain liquid. We can't give everything away based on a number. Here's an example. When I was president, the number that you're talking about was a tiny fraction of what it is now. Biden went totally crazy, gave it to anybody that would ask, gave it to people that were able-bodied, had no problem. Anybody that would ask, would get the number.
It was during COVID.
It's many times the number of people.
No one had jobs.
This wasn't meant for that. It was meant for people that had real problems. In many cases, people that were down and out, people that could be saved. It wasn't meant for people that could do whatever they wanted.
It was meant for them during COVID.
Well, I don't think I'll work. I'll just, collect this money. Take a look at the number of what it was during my administration and what it was during the Biden administration. It went up many, many times my first term.
Oh, boy. All right. So anyway, for your information, gutting SNAP benefits is outlined in Chapter 10 of Project 2025. Mm. Yes, okay. Remember this?
Mm.
It's all by design, cutting SNAP benefits.
Is that in there? Okay.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. It's in Project 2025. All you have to do is check. We never refer back to it to find out, why we're doing what we're doing today, but it's all in Project 2025. Here's something. People on SNAP don't work, okay? Well, that's not the truth. The majority of people on SNAP do work.
Mm-hmm.
SNAP is a drain on taxpayers. The truth is, every dollar generates $1.73 in economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
The lowest fraud and abuse of any public benefit program.
Wow.
So, and by the way, note, J.D. Vance wrote in his memoir that his family relied on SNAP food benefits when he was a child, and his mother and grandmother relied on it exclusively.
Wow.
Yes.
How does he feel about that?
Well, he feels like pulling up the ladder behind him and starving the rest of America.
J.D.
Behind the scenes, we talked about the oligarchs last week,
yeah.
who are planning this network, and they're going to be in control of the country, and they're pushing JD as the presidential candidate in 2028. So this is all working up to it. We'll be hearing more and more about JD being involved in, in what's going on in this country by design.
All right.
So that's it. That's all we have time for in this break.
Okay. We will get to more here. By the way, you can
I'm watching the clock. Give me credit.
Right, you're right on top of it. Yeah. Okay.
You know, it took me 45 years to,
to do that. Yeah. It is 6:48, and we'll continue with more of Idiocracy. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Pete Schwabe about a special project, a special presentation that he's going to tell us about. It's all coming up on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We want your phone calls. Gotta have your phone calls today. Here's the number to call. That's 608-879-8255.
What's that number?
That's 608-879-8255.
Yeah.
WMDX.
What gets me all excited, I guess.
608-879-8255.
Yeah.
That's the number. You know, over the weekend, they were talking about the shutdown. And is it going to end? When's it going to end? You know, I think we're at 40 days now, 41 days. 40. Now the Senate has sort of voted. I guess they voted
kind
on
of.
It.
They raised their hands to say they're going to vote for it. Then they're going to vote for it.
Okay.
So now we know who's going to vote for it. Now they're going to actually vote for it.
And, of course, one of the big issues is the air traffic controllers who are working without getting paid.
Yeah.
And some of them are just leaving their jobs or getting other jobs, and it's really backing up the airlines. They're already experiencing delays. Here's Sean Duffy over the weekend talking about what we can expect for Thanksgiving here. Here, check this out.
Big thank you to Sean Duffy, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of numerical idea of how many Americans will not be able to be with their families for the holiday because of this?
I think the number is going to be substantial. Again, you look at the trend line, Jake, and it's only gotten worse as we've gone through the shutdown. We're day 40 now. And, you know, we saw the largest number of outage of controllers was on Halloween, the 31st. Those numbers were 61. Yesterday it was 81. And the controllers that I've talked to said a lot of them, we can miss one paycheck. They told me that virtually none of them can miss two paychecks. And so they're going to be confronted with the idea of, as you mentioned, going to get a side job, a second job to make ends meet, to put food on the table, put gas in the car, to pay their rent. And a lot of these controllers who are young, Jake, they don't make a lot of money. They're just getting into the business of being an air traffic controller. So they make less than $100,000 and they live in a really expensive place. They're the single income earner and they have a kid or two at home. It's very challenging. Another problem I have, too, is, as you know, I'm short air traffic controllers. I'm trying to get more air traffic controllers into the towers and be certified. But I'm about 1,000 to 2,000 controllers short. And so I paid experienced controllers to stay on the job and not retire. I used to have about 4 controllers retire a day before the shutdown. I'm now up to 15 to 20 a day are retiring. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be harder for me to come back after the shutdown and have more controllers controlling the airspace. So this is going to live on in air travel well beyond the time frame that this government opens back up.
Well, so there you have it.
I would say I blame the administration for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, they got rid of air traffic controllers before all of this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they tried to hire them back. Now they're losing them day by day by day.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid eventually, retroactively.
They are, but the remaining ones.
But they have to still pay their bills currently.
More. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stressing out the remaining ones that are there because
it's a stressful job already.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
It's horrible.
And you know what? They're not doing anything about it. And this is the thing that bothers me about the shutdown, and no one ever talks about it, but they knew they needed Democratic votes. They knew they needed it in the House.
Right.
They knew they had to negotiate something. And you know what they did? They decided not to negotiate anything at all. Yeah. And then blame the Democrats. Yeah. This is the part that no one's talking about. I don't know why. The Republicans planned this. They decided not to negotiate with the Democrats at all. They know they needed those 9 votes. They needed them, and they didn't care. Mm-hmm. They just shut down the government, and they're doing all of this so they could tear the government apart. This is Doge on steroids.
Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, and it's chaos.
Exactly. Now, let's get to something that RFK Jr. just said, and I just think this is the most unbelievable thing ever. It's the weight loss drug prices, okay? Let's get to cut 45. Let's listen to this.
This is President Trump is the friend of the forgotten American. Obesity is a disease of poverty, overwhelmingly. And this drug, these drugs, have only been available for people who have wealth. At one point, the majority of prescriptions, the highest concentration of prescriptions in this country, was the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And what about the people who live in rural areas, who live in food deserts? What about the people in urban areas who live in food deserts and are suffering from obesity and are locked into that system where they can only get ultra-processed foods, which are aggravating the problem? This will be a lifesaver to them. It's not a panacea. It's not a silver bullet.
That's what they always say, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, you live in a food desert, and you're eating junk food, all you can get. So the solution to that is a injection of Ozempic. Let them eat drugs.
Oh, God.
I'm not quite sure I even I don't get this as a solution to anything at all. Here, take it's this drug in the meantime. No, this is not a good policy. What the hell? I almost fell off my chair when I saw them offering this. Oh, you can get it for $10 now. Actually, about $50 or $250.
Okay.
Ozempic, that's a drug. You take that. You don't... They don't use it as a substitute for eating good food.
No.
Do something about the food deserts. Yes. Damn it. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
You know, they're avoiding actual solutions, and they're going around them with all this crazy stuff, right?
That's it.
God. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, around we go. Yeah. I know. Ozempic and whatever the other one is. Yeah,
they have a couple of them.
Yeah.
The whole thing here is that they are avoiding solutions to the problems.
Right.
And they're working around them instead of like Sean Duffy. Just an amazing. They have no solution to this problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
Maybe ending the shutdown and paying the air traffic controllers.
Hey, that would be a step in the right direction.
And then improving on that.
Yeah. 6:59, we've got news, weather, sports straight ahead. And then when we come back, we're going to check in with Pete Schwabe. Special announcement right ahead here on John and Gordy, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.